Crabbers use three types of pots in the golden king crab fishery. Square pots have a side entrance rather than a top opening. The side entrance allows halibut to swim in at the same time crab are being trapped. Fisherman Steve Tinas of Petersburg submitted the proposal to end the use of square pots.
I submitted this same proposal years ago, and three years ago, and I regret not putting in a better effort at that time. But with continuing talk on the docks, is still catching significant amounts of halibut in the squares, and acquiring documented information on pot comparison by the IHPC that proves square or side entry pots cut significantly more halibut than top boaters, I felt compelled to resubmit the proposal.
Tinas and other fishermen point out that the International Pacific Halibut Commission, which sets the coastwide commercial catch levels, has not changed the number it uses for crab pot bycatch in 20 years, despite changes in the crab fishery. The IPHC estimates bycatch at just over 300,000 pounds in Southeast and has not reviewed those estimates in 20 years. Fisherman Jerry Merrigan explained that that number has an impact on the Halibut Commission's constant exploitation yield, the targeted removal from halibut stocks.
Unfortunately, there's been no revision of this bycatch estimate by the IPHC, and this 303,000 pounds comes off the top of the total CY, and then if you're at the bottom of the pile, you lose on that. Most of the effort is in Congaree. There's nothing to prevent guys from switching back, and that's kind of happened recently. And there's also, there's 77 permits in this fishery, but only about half are fishing. There's nothing to prevent new entrants from coming in with squares.
It wasn't only commercial fishermen seeking the change. Charter business owner Stan Malcolm testified for the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization and supported the end to square pots.
I know this board doesn't deal with halibut issues very much. That's the purview of the North Council. However, I think you have an opportunity here to take some positive steps for the resource and for all the other user groups of the halibut resource.
It's a small portion of the crab fleet that uses square pots, about 11%. Crabber Jeremy Jensen of Petersburg testified against the proposal. He wanted to get a better idea of actual bycatch before forcing crabbers to get rid of their square pots. Jensen answered questions from the board and said his style of fishing would not change if square pots were prohibited.
The only concerns that I'd have is, you know, a retrofit to the boat to you know, so I could, you know, adapt to using cones, change the boat around a little bit. Yeah, the style wouldn't change. It's just the expense and the changeover for gear would be, you know, just, you know, especially when you already have a string of gear that works just fine.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game staff said the department's observer program in the crab fishery showed very few halibut caught in pots during the fishery. An observer program over the past 4 years recorded only 11 halibut caught in more than 1,100 pots sampled. Staff comments noted it was unlikely the proposal would have a measurable reduction in halibut bycatch mortality. And Fish Board member Vince Webster of King Salmon thought the issue should be dealt with by the Halibut Commission.
It really comes down with IPHC bycatch figures. It's way outdated. The fishery's totally changed since that was done. It's my understanding that they're meeting next week, and they have a public proposal for them to maybe update some of this data. And I think if we took action on this, it would be premature.
The board voted down an amendment for a 4-year delay to the end of square pots, with only Bill Brown of Juneau and Sue Jeffrey of Kodiak supporting that move. They unanimously voted down the proposal itself, with John Jensen of Petersburg sitting out the vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.